and Betty. Yesterday I met Joan and Betty, who were sisters who were referred to me by the plumber Mike, who has the dog Shiloh. Joan and Betty are elderly ladies, sisters, who have a house in a beach community nearby here. And they need a screen door replaced, so I went and I checked out the screen door, and we talked about the job, and then they offered me a cup of coffee, and I came in and sat down, and we talked about a lot of things. We hit on the Depression, and they said that it was very different. They lived in D.C. for part of the Depression. They were young girls, and they said that they felt that there was a much different, there was a break from D.C. and the rest of the country, wherein in D.C. a lot of folks had good jobs, government jobs, and all the benefits that came along with those, and there was a real disconnect to the country. Still, there were people who were hungry, and they would come to the door and ask for food. And Betty and Joan said that their mother would always make them a sandwich or make them some food, and that the people who were passing through, the hungry folks, would then leave an X or a mark on their sidewalk for others who came along after them, letting them know that this was a good house. This was a house where you could get some food, get something to eat. We also talked about radio shows and the switchover from radio to television. And Joan said that, I believe it was Gunsmoke, that the lead character on Gunsmoke did not look anything like she had imagined him, and that she had a hard time accepting him. I remember this from the 70s when I was listening to radio prior to the time when I was buying albums, and then I started to buy the albums, and you kind of saw what the band looked like, but you only got one shot, two shots, or maybe a spread inside of the album, but it was very controlled what you wanted, what they wanted you to see. And then MTV came along, and you saw the bands in action, and they were often quite different than I had imagined them. So that's all I have this week. I'm tired, and I apologize for my lack of enthusiasm. This is B, signing off from Lower Delaware. I'll talk to you again.